A 64-year-old woman undergoes cholecystectomy on Monday morning. She is an otherwise healthy college professor. On Tuesday night, she seems confused. She does not remember where she is or who her family members are. She does not always answer questions, and she looks away from the examiner. She is oriented. Oh, sorry, I've lost my place here. She is oriented to person, but not to place or time. How would you categorize her mental status? Delirium is characterized by sudden and fluctuating confusion and or agitation, hallucinations, and illusions. Delirium is precipitated by an underlying medical condition. Remember important causes of delirium with the mnemonic, I stop head mush. Infections, stroke, traumatic brain injury, TBI, operation, post-operative state, psychiatric disorders, hypertensive encephalopathy, dehydration, hyponatremia, and hypernatremia, alcohol overdose and withdrawal, drug overdose and withdrawal, metabolic, endocrine, hypoglycemia, DKA, hyperomolar, non-ketonic state, hyperglycemia, Addisonian crisis, myxedema coma, thyroid storm, and hypercalcemia, uremic encephalopathy, seizure, hepatic and encephalopathy. Note, a helpful way to categorize causes of delirium is focal neurological signs, suspect space occupying lesion, example, abscess, hemorrhage. No focal signs, suspect diffuse brain injury, example, drug toxicity, metabolic disorder. How does delirium differ from stupor, obtundation, and coma? Delirium is a continuum that ranges from intact consciousness to obtundation, stupor, and coma. Consciousness is the ability to perceive the external environment as assessed by response to verbal and noxious, example, painful stimuli. Obtundation, decreased response to verbal stimuli, normal response to noxious stimuli. Stupor, no response to verbal stimuli, intact response to noxious stimuli. Coma, no response to verbal or noxious stimuli, unconscious. Comatose patients can progress to recovery, persistent vegetative state, or death.